The Disability Royal Commission hearings in Melbourne this week have been the setting for some shocking evidence about the treatment of people in group homes. Both people with disabilities and many in the disability sector have told a Royal Commission that those with disabilities often have no choice about where they live or the quality of care they receive. This round of hearings wraps up today. Julia Holman has been following the hearings this week and joins me now. Julia, some of the most confronting evidence has been about the abuse that occurs in group homes.
Yes, well, this week we've heard experts and advocates and people with disabilities themselves tell the Commission that these group homes, where tens of thousands of Australians with disabilities live, they can be a breeding ground for abuse and neglect. This week we heard evidence about sexual assault that's happened in these homes. And we've also heard about how people are subject to the use of restraints, so physical restraints or chemical restraints such as medicating people against their will. They're all used at a concerning level, according to what we heard this week. And we've also heard that within these group homes, residents have to stick with a mandated schedule. So whether it's the time they go to bed or who looks after them or the kind of care that they receive, that's all directed from above. And these people who are adults, they aren't given a choice as to how they conduct themselves in their own home. Parents have told the Royal Commission this week they feel like they can't trust the group homes and the staff to look after their children. And it paints a really disturbing picture of how people with disabilities and their families are really starved of options when it comes to care and accommodation.
So there is meant to be protection for people with disabilities, including choice in where they live. But in practice, is that the case, Julia?
Well, Australia is signatory to the Article 19 of the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disability. And that convention is meant to give all disabled people, quote, the right to live in the community with choices equal to others. But today the Commission heard from Rosemary Case, who's a lecturer at the University of New South Wales and vice chair of the UN's Committee for the Rights of People with Disability. She said that in this country, many people with disabilities have absolutely no choice as to how and where they live.
Access to affordable and accessible housing is very limited, and we have little commitment to universal design in housing. And we have little commitment to mandated standards around housing.
That's Rosemary Case, a lecturer at the University of New South Wales. Julia, what solutions have been proposed to improve the living situation for people with disabilities?
Well, we've heard a lot about the problems this week within group homes, and we've heard from many of the experts that people with disabilities shouldn't be forced to live in these group homes. They shouldn't be subject to restrictive practices. They should be able to exercise more free will. But when council assisting or the commissioners have asked for better practical alternatives, there haven't been many that have been offered. One focus, though, according to Dr. Christine Bigby, who gave evidence earlier today, is that there needs to be more of a focus on affordable accommodation. She says that for the meantime, group homes will continue to be a major form of accommodation for people with disabilities.
There may be some people who wish to live in that situation. It's been the only option since we started closing institutions. And the reality is it's going to be the only option for a long time to come. So while we might say, well, as a model, it's flawed, and I would argue with that, I think we have to pay attention to how we can actually make it as good as it possibly can be. But I think we've used the word choice a lot this week, and I think we need to interrogate what do we mean by choice, and how do people with intellectual disabilities, particularly people with severe and profound intellectual disabilities, make choices.
That's Dr. Christine Bigby speaking at the Royal Commission, and earlier Julia Holman was our reporter.